Welcome to the Business Bookshelf podcast, where I interview business authors and talk about their newly released books. The aim is that if you listen to this podcast regularly, that you will get insight into a wide range of business topics from leadership through to innovation, culture, communication, and much more. The book today is a memoir of a man by the name of Pat Armentano, written by his son, Joseph Armentano, called A Hell of a Ride, How a Father-Son Business Overcame Crisis to Achieve the American Dream. Pat had an outsized personality, a passion for life, and a remarkable ability to shake off failure and move forward. The author, Joseph Armentano, is Chief Executive Officer of Parico Gas Corporation, a privately held energy and industrial distribution company serving the Northeast region. Parico is the 13th largest propane marketer in the U.S., with more than 300 employees headquartered in Rye Brook, New York. I talked to Joseph about why Joseph and his father formed such a great partnership, the importance of passion and purpose, the benefit of education and self-development, and leaving a legacy. Enjoy the interview.
Thank you, Lance. I appreciate you having me.
It's fantastic having you today. Joe, where am I speaking to you from? Where do I find you?
I am in Rye Brook, New York, which is about 30 miles outside of New York City and right close to the Connecticut borderline.
Okay. And I'm, you know, obviously reading your book, you've moved around a little bit, but what do you like about where you live at the moment? And how long have you been there again?
Well, we've been in this office space probably about 12 years, but I'm a New York born and bred kind of guy. I went to public schools in Yonkers, New York, and then I went to Fordham University in the Bronx, and then went back for a MBA at Iona College. Both my dad and I were both born in Mount Vernon, New York, another city right outside of the Bronx, and you know, all my life, I've really been in this particular area, and this is where my dad started his business. And, you know, we've kind of spread our wings a little bit as it relates to where we service, but home is right here in New York.
Awesome. And so congratulations on your book, A Hell of a Ride. I really enjoyed reading it. So what led you to writing it now? And could you give us a brief overview of the book?
Thank you, Lance. First of all, this book has been 12 years or so in the coming. You know, it actually started when my dad passed in 2010. He was born in 1929, youngest of 10 children. He was a natural entrepreneur. I bought my grandmother a refrigerator at 9 years old, $175, which amazingly, about $3,000 in today's world. And I always was part of his life. I'm the oldest of four boys, and he used to take me around. I was almost like a business prodigy. Even when I was 5 years old, before he started his own business, he was selling welding equipment and supplies. He used to take me in his van, and I used to go around with him. And then I worked with him through high school and through college. And, you know, obviously worked with him for, you know, over almost close to 40 years. So I really wanted to capture all of the stories of both his life before I was born and obviously my journey with him. And those stories are hard to describe because he was very charismatic individual, kind of very unique. And that word sometimes is overused, but he truly was unique, a real people magnet. So I really wanted to capture those stories. And I started the process by interviewing my dad when he was alive with a 19-year-old intern. And coincidentally, I was just listening to those tapes the other day. And that's what got me started on potentially writing a book.
Sure. And it shines through throughout your book how much you loved your dad. And so, Pat Armentano, can you tell us a little bit more about you're going to an introduction in your dad, but what made your dad really stand out? And you know, why did you love your dad so much? Was he zest for life, as you said, his winning personality? But what drew you to him that, you know, because I know that one of your other brothers had more of a, you know, a difficult relationship with your dad. What made you so close to your dad?
Well, I think number one, we had opposite personalities. My dad was the front man. He was the entrepreneur. I was more, and I became more over time, obviously, the more professional, the CEO, the more conservative person in the relationship. I was kind of the straight man to the vaudeville star, so to say. And, you know, he respected him, and I was not afraid at all to have conflict with him. When you're in business and family business, I think conflict's extremely important. And with my father, he kind of reveled in conflict. He loved it. And maybe that's the Italian side of our family, you know, being Italian, but the thing with our conflict and our relationship was we can say anything. We can discuss anything. And it didn't matter the next day, even if there was a really what I would call big argument, because over time, he became my best friend. He was also my mentor. He became a business partner, and he was my father. And I kind of respected him, each of those roles, very, very differently.
Sure. I have a very similar relationship with my father. So, you know, I understand what you're saying. It's a very special relationship. Now, Joe, you write in the book, and I love this quote, and this is from your book, "I've come to believe that life is about moments and windows in time." And I absolutely agree with you. So can you tell us about that? You know, do you need to look out for those moments and windows in time, and to take most advantage of them or live in the present? Maybe just tell us about that quote and why you wrote it in the book.
Because the journey I had with my father was a lot of different things that happened. Obviously, we went through crisis, and we turned some of these crises into opportunities. And then we had some acquisition opportunities that really we had no idea were going to come before us. And then we had, you know, opportunities to get into a new industry that we knew nothing about. So all these different moments basically gave us this opportunity, this, as I said, window in time, where you take a look at it and either you use it to your advantage or it slips by. And in our case, most of the opportunities that came to us and how we treated those opportunities were things that we were very fortunate to be able to take advantage of. And we also lived, you know, interesting. My father wasn't all about business. Quite frankly, he was very, very strong when it came to playing, to basically living life to its fullest. He was... he didn't leave anything on the table. He lived to 80 years old, but he kind of lived three lifetimes, in my opinion.
What did he used to do, you know, as a hobby or outside business? Was it mostly family, or did he have things that he did as well?
Well, he was really just a people person. It's hard to describe. He would go out to dinner with friends. Him and I walked the same trade show in Atlanta for 38 straight years. And when we walked this trade show, this huge trade show with, you know, 350, 400 exhibitors, as we would pass each booth, he would be so engaging, and people would get to know him. And that's what he did his whole life. It was really all around people. He didn't, you know, he played a little golf. He played pinochle. He had a few hobbies. But I would say his passion was just people.
Sure.
Just different types of situations with people, you know, wherever it was, you know, he just was an incredible people person.
I've always felt that life is so much easier for people who like people. You know, people who sort of introverts, or not even introverts, but people who are more wary of people have a much more difficult way through life, I think. So, Joe, your book is about passion and purpose. And you know, following the story of Pat, where you started working for somebody, I can't remember the company, and then he phoned the CEO and the owner of the company to complain, and was very upset when the CEO didn't want to go his way, and basically the CEO said to Pat, you know, "Why don't you start your own business? I make the rules in this one." And it seemed like from there he ran his own. He became an entrepreneur after that. But I want to ask you like a twofold question. What was his, what do you think his purpose was? Because he did a few things before he, you know, he went on the company, he founded the Perrico Gas Corporation. But, and then also, what is your purpose? What is your passion? Because you've grown up in this company. Has that become your passion and your purpose as well?
Well, very interesting question. And I think it starts with, you know, one of the blogs I put out, whether you're born an entrepreneur or you're a made entrepreneur. And I would say my dad was certainly a born entrepreneur. So for him, being an entrepreneur, and he was also a professional salespeople. And again, that relates to his really ability to connect with people. So his really, you know, his passion was around basically business. His passion, once he started his business, and the company you were relating to was a company called Forney Industries, where he worked for about 15 years selling welding machines, of which he never earned any money unless he sold the machine. He was on 100% straight commission.
Wow.
And he used to say to me, Joe, if I didn't sell, I didn't eat. And throughout the book are all those kind of stories and those quotes and the things you can take away. But his passion, you know, continued to be in business. And even after he, you know, turned the business over to me, he still couldn't get away from being an entrepreneur. And he ended up opening up another little small business in Florida where he had a vacation home. So that was something throughout his life he had to have. It was in his blood. It really ran through his veins. And that really was his passion. You know, you asked about my passion and have I adopted my dad's passion? You know, to some degree, yes. And to some degree, you know, a little bit different. Obviously, business is my passion. I have a daughter who's now third generation in the business. I have a son that probably will enter the business shortly. But I've also learned that life is not, there's got to be balance in your life. And I think through time, I've kind of learned that. And I've developed a more, especially in the last 5 years or so, maybe a little bit more balance in my life where I've developed other passions that I really enjoy outside of business. So I like to travel. I always love to play tennis, but I would still say I have a pretty strong passion for business. And that's probably right on the top.
Great. And one of the interesting things about Pat was he didn't finish school. Is that right? If I remember rightly.
No, he actually was, you know, he was the president of his sixth grade class, which shows how smart he was. You know, and his my uncles and aunts would tell me stories about they thought he would be the first Italian president of the United States. They thought he was so smart. And then he ended up in trade school down in Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan, which was a trade school, which or technical school, which was like a little bit of a mini MIT back then, which, you know, he was surprised he got into. But he had that other side of him, which was a little bit of that wild side and that adventurous side and that undisciplined side. And he decided to join the Marines in 1940, ended up in the Marines right after World War II at 16 years old. He actually, forged his signature. And he told his parents he was going in and they couldn't stop him. And he ended up in the Marines at 16 and actually in China at 17 years old.
Sure. And you obviously highly educated. You said you've got an MBA. What do you think of education then and self-development? Because that's a theme also I found that comes throughout your book. Do you think, you know, it's good to be educated and do, you know, MBA or a master's, but what do you think of self-development throughout your life?
You know, Lance, very interesting that even though my dad never graduated from high school, never mind college, he was a big believer in education. He used to listen to these tapes on sales when he was even, you know, when he was just before he even started his own business. So he was huge on self-development and on education. And certainly he passed that along to myself, where he really believed, you know, he used the word, you know, being a mind bandit, that he would basically be able to get from other people ideas. And he was like a sponge. So that kind of those values of education and self-development certainly started with him. And I probably took it maybe to another level in the sense of, you know, my dad was my mentor and he was my teacher, but I knew I had to get other mentors and I had to get other teachers within my life. So I needed to reach out to people I respected, both in and outside of my industry. It gave me some good educational values. And then I continued to read and obviously talk to people. And then I went back for my MBA. So I do believe self-development is certainly the key to success in many businesses, especially family businesses like ours, which grew from a garage in Mount Vernon to now we're up to about 420 employees. And I certainly, if I didn't have self-development in my resume, so to say, I couldn't manage a business of 420 people the same way I could manage a business of 50. I really had to develop those skills and get those skills as we grew. I think and that resonates through the book. You know, as we make these acquisitions and we overcome crisis and we do, you know, we get through, you know, family conflict and all the things that, you know, but part of that self-development was certainly a big part of it.
And it's not easy being a CEO in the last few years, and the world is changing so rapidly as well. What have you been learning lately? What have you found that you need to develop your CEO skills in a particular area? Are you an author and would like to launch your business or technology book to a global audience? The Business Bookshelf podcast can run a virtual book launch for you. It'll include planning sessions with you, the 60-minute live event on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube, up to 3 guests to appear and endorse your book, social media support and activation, prizes and giveaways, the edited event to share with people who couldn't make it, 3 social snippets to share on social media, and a dedicated episode of this podcast. To find out more, visit www.businessbookshelfpodcast.com. And if it's not for you, then tell others about it. Thank you.
Yeah, that's another great, great question. I think I need to be more patient. I tend to be, I tend to make some, you know, being entrepreneurial myself and also basically being in a fast-moving environment, I tend to move pretty quickly, but our ship is now a little bit bigger than it was before. There's more moving parts. So I have to learn how to be a little bit more patient. Sure. I also have to learn I'm a great delegator. I've always been a very good delegator, but now I have my daughter in the business and I need to certainly make sure that I let her make her mistakes like I made mine and let her make her decisions. And basically let her do what she needs to do to operate the business in a way that's certainly going to be different than how I operated the business, just like I operated the business a little bit differently than my father operated the business. So as a CEO, I need to recognize also that the technology is changing and technology is really king in many businesses. And that's why, you know, when you have leadership within our organization, we really need the leadership to be more in tune to, you know, who is the technology and the millennials and all the different things that are really happening right now as it relates to how people are now buying products and how people are looking at companies. So that's kind of what I need to learn and I'm continuing to learn.
Absolutely. Yeah, I found that as well. Life is just self-development, self-development, self-development. There's no leaving school and that's it. You learn for the rest of your life. So, Joe, can I another twofold question about legacy? Obviously about Pat. What legacy do you think Pat has left? And then also yourself. You've obviously got quite a few years left in Parico Gas Corporation, but in your family as well. What legacy would you like to leave when you have run your course? So what legacy did Pat leave and what legacy would you like to leave?
Well, I think Pat obviously left a company that still today, even 11 years after his death, the culture still revolves around his entrepreneurial and his sales and marketing focus. And We have so many great employees in this organization that we've had for over the years, and we've had employees for 30 years and 40 years and 20 years. And we give out every year the Pat Armentano Legacy Award. We've been doing that now for the last 5 or 6 years. And it's amazing how people that even never met my dad, that have been in the organization for, less than 11 years, when he was alive, still kind of basically understand our culture and understand that the roots of that culture really came from my dad and his, his starting the business and the giving back to the communities that we service, and basically being professional and treating our employees and our customers well. I mean, those are the things that, any company needs, but in particular, those are the values that really get a company to continue to grow and to continue to move on. So that's kind of my dad's legacy, and obviously a legacy of family. You know, he was a big family man. He really was involved in understanding the value of family, and in family business like ours, it's so important to keep those family values within the business. And I think that's something that, as long as I'm involved, we'll continue to maintain. For me, it's interesting. If you look at the book, I kind of talk about my legacy in the last chapter, and I kind of talk about how the fact that I'm still searching for what my final legacy is, but I do understand that there is a difference between success and happiness. And I've come to learn that over time. And I think for me, the legacy for me is for anybody that I love and that is part of my life, I want them to understand the difference between success and happiness, because happiness is the most important thing in life, no matter what you do. And it's never, and this business was never about money for my father. It's never about money for me. It's a passion. It's something we love. It's something we enjoy. And really understanding that you have to be happy in life. And if I can teach that to my two children and my grandkids, I have two grandchildren now and probably more to come, and continue to show them those values and to keep my father's, his values and pass them along to another generation. That'll be a legacy enough for me. Mm.
And you end the book with your top 10 general business lessons. And so could you share, a few of them, three or four of them? What are your top general business lessons that you've learned from your dad and from your, role as CEO and your business career so far?
Yeah, interesting, because I actually put not only in the book my top 10 general business lessons, I put my top 10 family business lessons and my top 10 life lessons.
You can share top 10 lists with us if you like.
if you don't mind, I'd like to pick and choose a little bit. If that's okay,
Yeah, definitely.
So I think the top 10, I'll take one from each if you don't mind. So on the life lessons, to me, the first step in being successful, I say, and happy in life is finding your passion. I really believe that, in life, everybody's got to find what their passion is. And if they find their passion, it doesn't have to be a business person. They can have a career that they like. They can be a teacher. They can do whatever they want in life. As long as it's something that they wake up every single day and they enjoy and it's their passion, they will find success. And success is, like I said, they'll find happiness. So that's kind of one of my favorite, life lessons. From a general business lessons, I use, there's plenty of them, but one of them is business battles are won and lost before they're fought. Very interesting kind of concept that battles are won before they're fought. And I even use an example of someone who is taking a test in high school or college. Before they walk into that classroom and they're ready to take the test, their grade has pretty much been predetermined by what they did prior to walking into that classroom. And the same thing goes in business. You know, whether it be a competitive battle, or whether it be a project you're trying to launch, or whether it be a new process or onboarding a key person within your organization. You know, I use that terminology battles because, we think of business and competition in many cases. But for the most part, anything that you do, I think preparation is the key. Getting it prepared beforehand, and that will determine what the outcome will be. So if you want a good outcome, and no matter what you do, if you got great preparation and you think it through, most 9 out of 10 times you're going to be successful. And then lastly, I will give you my top 10 family business lesson, because I really do think this book has a lot, and we haven't talked much about the book from a family business standpoint, but it really has a lot of going on from a family business standpoint, succession planning and governance and compensation and just basically fitting family members within an organization and growth of a family business, bringing in professional management and all that kind of good stuff. So for me, the family business lessons are some of the most important that I think are really important. So I'll leave one that is, you know, may not be my favorite, but it comes to mind because it's important. I said, there is no person that is irreplaceable in any business, including family members in a family business.
Wow.
And I think I'm so strong on that, because in a family business, you have to separate your role within that family organization versus your shareholder role. And, you know, when you're a shareholder, you have one role. But whether you are a top executive in the family business or you're a mid or low level member of the family business, at whatever that role is within that family business at the time, you have to earn your keep in that role. And you really have to separate that role from your shareholder role, not look for any special privileges or anything of that nature. You have to look at yourself, you know, in that career. So I think for many family business members, sometimes they kind of don't separate those roles. And I think it's important. For me, you asked me earlier about self-development. If I wasn't the best CEO for Parago Gas today, and I'm not going to be the best CEO for Parago Gas tomorrow, then I'm better off hiring a professional CEO to take over my role and basically be a shareholder. So I always have to make sure that I'm best CEO for my organization. And when I'm not, it'll be the time to turn that over, whether it be to my daughter or someone else, to manage that business effectively.
So that was Joseph Armentano talking about the memoir he wrote about his dad, Pat Armentano, called A Hell of a Ride. If you enjoyed the interview, then could you share it with others? That would be great. Even leave a 5-star review on iTunes would also help a lot. So until next week, stay well and safe, and Happy New Year to you.